This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Blinken's briefing Israel's leaders on Hamas's response to a proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of scores of hostages as the war enters a fifth month, with both sides dug in and pursuing thus far elusive goals. The deadliest round of fighting in the history of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict has killed over 27,000 Palestinians, leveled entire neighborhoods, and driven the vast majority of Gaza's population from their homes. Israel remains deeply shaken by Hamas's October 7 attack that ignited the war and concerned about the fate of over 100 hostages still held in Gaza. Israel's vowed to press ahead until total victory, while Hamas is demanding an end to the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reuters' Diane Toh tells us more about Hamas's Tuesday response to ceasefire negotiations.
Hamas replied on Tuesday to the framework drawn up more than a week ago by U.S. and Israeli spy chiefs at a meeting with the Egyptians and Qataris. In a statement later, Hamas said it responded in a positive spirit to ensure, quote, a comprehensive and complete ceasefire, ending the aggression against our people, ensuring relief, shelter and reconstruction, lifting the siege on the Gaza Strip and achieving a prisoner swap. The mediators did not disclose details of the response, but Qatar said it gave them hope, while Egyptian security sources told Reuters that Hamas showed flexibility.
Reuters' Diane Toh. Officials say a pair of bombings at election offices of a political party and an independent candidate in southwest Pakistan have killed at least 26 people, wounded more than two dozen. The twin attacks come a day before Pakistan's parliamentary elections. This is VOA News. Authorities say Russia has fired cruise and ballistic missiles and drones at targets across Ukraine. Officials said the Wednesday morning attack killed at least five civilians and injured 25 others. The attacks targeted at least three major cities, including the capital. European Union's top diplomat Joseph Borrell was in Kyiv discussing military aid and financial support for Ukraine. Western help is desperately needed by Ukraine, which is struggling with ammunition and personnel shortages. Some long-term foreign funding is also in doubt as the war nears its two-year anniversary on February 24th. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday is calling on lawmakers to support the U.S. Senate's $118 billion bipartisan agreement on border security that would also provide aid to Israel and Ukraine. But a growing number of Republicans say they plan to withhold their support for the measure. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
$60 billion in aid to Ukraine, $14 billion in aid to Israel, plus the fate of thousands of asylum seekers and U.S. border security are in jeopardy as a vote on a $118 billion bipartisan security agreement appears likely to fail in the U.S. Senate later this week. U.S. President Joe Biden.
The American people want a solution that puts an end to the empty political rhetoric, which has failed to do anything for so long. We have to get the resources to the border to get the job done.
Biden making the case for the bill that took 4 months of negotiations in the U.S. Senate. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
The U.S. House of Representatives delivered a blow to Republican Speaker Mike Johnson when it voted on Tuesday against impeaching Democratic President Joe Biden's top border official. Reuters' Ryan Chang has details.
Four Republicans bucked their leadership and joined Democrats in opposing the charges against Mayorkas. Mayorkas has denied any wrongdoing and has defended his tenure. GOP lawmaker Laurel Lee spoke before the vote.
Secretary Mayorkas has willfully and deliberately refused to uphold the laws of the United States. He has violated his oath of office and he has breached the public trust. Congress has a constitutional duty to secure our border and to ensure our communities are safe.
After the failed impeachment vote, Republicans said they would try again. Some Democrats have dismissed the move to impeach Mayorkas as a political ploy.
The UN Humanitarian Aid and Refugee Agencies are appealing for $4.1 billion in international support for embattled civilians in Sudan amid signs that some may be dying of starvation after nearly a year of war between the forces of rival generals. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.